Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me for the broadcast today. And as I've been seeking the Lord, I'd like to share, I feel, a very special message with you entitled The Light of the Soul. We're going to be talking about eyes, your eyes, my eyes, and the eyes of the Lord, praise God. Before we do that, let's just take a moment to join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you for this time together. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, you will not only anoint your word to speak in a personal and relevant way to every heart, but Lord, also as we direct our gaze and our attention upon you, that you will minister to the needs of your beloved, those that are listening that need your touch spiritually or physically. They need you to move in financial ways regarding employment, a home, debts that they're facing. Lord, we just thank you that we can turn to you, even as Jesus, when he was here on this earth, reminded us about the Father's love, that he knew the things that we stood in need of. He clothed the lilies of the field. He fed the birds of the air. And we, if we will have faith, we will not doubt the wonderful and marvelous provision of our God. So, Father, thank you for your peace and your strength and joy to be imparted even now to those with open hearts and hands and eyes toward you. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, there's a saying, you may have heard of it, which says the eyes are the window of the soul. And this is something we don't really think about very much, but I just got thinking about eyes and went to the scriptures to find out what the Word had to say about our eyes and the eyes of the Lord. And just in terms of our social customs or the generally accepted ways people deal with one another, we do not look full into the face of another person unless that's someone that we're close to, someone we love, a spouse, a child, family member, or a close friend. Why? Because looking intently and directly into the eyes of someone is something that's just not done in casual encounters or with strangers. This is just sort of almost an unspoken social custom. To do anything else is considered brazen, rude, discourteous, or disturbing. In fact, many people, they just avert their eyes and they don't want to look at anything. They just keep their eyes straight ahead and don't want to glance at anyone because there's a form of communication in that. In fact, this goes far beyond just our social customs. I'm a person that loves animals, and I think probably because I grew up in an apartment in southwest Detroit, and we didn't even have a backyard to play in. And of course, my brother and I, we couldn't have normal pets, so we had tadpoles, frogs, birds, that sort of thing. But some years ago, when I was back in Oklahoma, my second year, I had an opportunity to stay at Valiant Dale Kennels, where I ultimately adopted one of the purebred black shepherds. And I learned some interesting things about animal behavior. It was a breeding kennel, and these dogs were not neutered, they were not spayed, and there were times that they could, if they got in a fight, they could kill one another. These are serious dogs. And so Kathy was telling me, you don't ever want to stare a dog down. You don't want, because that's a sign of aggression, and they'll react to that. In fact, what you do is kind of turn your body sideways so that front-on face looking at, eye contact, is something that is considered really threatening, and a dog, if he's aggressive, will respond to that. I remember years ago, it was probably 1985, I got my first dog. We were newly in our home, Brother Glass and I, and we had our offices in Hayward, and so when we would come back at night, Sabrina, our young dog, she just would want to play. She'd run and get the toys. And we thought, we've got to do something. We need to get a sister or a friend for her. So we adopted, provided, of course, it worked out well, and it did, a beautiful collie mix from the Tracy Pound. But she had been abused. She had never been inside before. And so when you'd look at her, she'd turn her face away. She wouldn't look you in the eyes. But after a time, because we so loved her and she was such a beautiful, wonderful dog, she would sit there and she would just stare at you. She would just keep eye contact. And it was really sort of an adoring, kind of loving glance. And we had a funny episode once. The office manager who was working in the office, her son came, and he got really intimidated by Muffy because she would stare at him. And, of course, he knew that as a sign of aggression. Of course, if you knew the dog, that was totally funny because she was never aggressive her entire life. So I just shared these little personal examples to show that even in the animal world, eye contact, it's a form of communication. It says something. So as far as our social customs, we don't generally stare at a stranger. If we do, or if they stare at us, it's very disturbing or even threatening. Why should this be? Obviously, there's something very personal. There's something very intimate about a sustained look into the eyes of another you don't do that unless you are sort of personally invited and sought after only by dear friends or loved ones. And then a true look in the eyes is a wonderful, safe, and loving thing. Now, let's go to the Word of God. Having said all that personal stuff, just to kind of lay a foundation, let's see what Jesus said in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 22. Jesus spoke of our eye as the light of the body. Now, of course, this is true in the very natural sense. The light of the body is the eye. But then he goes on and uses it in a figurative sense. In other words, he's making a correlation beyond the realm of the physical. Let me give that whole quote. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? And, interesting enough, he was not speaking to the crowds, he was speaking to his disciples. And we see that Jesus was referring to our physical organ of sight, that is the eye, in a figurative sense. The eye is, in this context, it's an avenue of moral perception or an illustration of our mind. Now, in Scripture, the eye is used in a variety of ways to describe and to convey a message. For example, it's illustrative of healing by the Holy Spirit. Look at what Revelation, the 3rd chapter, verse 18 says. And these are actually the words of Jesus. He's speaking to his church and he says, I counsel thee, anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. So, beloved, that's illustrative of healing by the Holy Spirit. When our eyes are, our moral sense, if you will, are anointed with eye salve, anointed with the healing that will bring us a right heart, a right spirit. And another thing to note is that this healing is provided to us by the new covenant. It's by the atonement of Jesus Christ, but it's not automatically forced upon us. He says, I counsel thee. He gives us a choice. You anoint your eyes. You avail yourself that you may see. Also, of course, in Scripture, the eye is illustrative of spiritual illumination when our eyes are open. A good example is Psalm 119, verses 18 and 37. Open thou mine eyes, a beautiful prayer, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. And of course, another scripture that comes to mind is the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. So what I'd like to do as we go on in sharing what the Word has to say about eyes, I'd like to refer us to the Song of Solomon. And we want to look at the eyes of the Lord as mentioned in the Song of Solomon. And I believe it's almost mind-boggling, as we share these truths, I believe an understanding of them could literally transform our lives. Now, the Song of Solomon is a lyric poem in dialogue form describing Solomon's love for a Shulamite girl. The king comes in disguise to her family's vineyard. He wins her heart and ultimately makes her his bride. In its spiritual significance, it's an allegory representing the holy love that exists between God and his chosen people, the Jews, or between the bridegroom, who is Christ, and his beloved bride, who is the church or the body of Christ, which consists of Jew and Gentile, one new man. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm looking at the time, and it's rapidly coming to a conclusion, so I'm going to stop right here, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast as we talk about the power of the eye. But I'd like to share a portion of a letter from a sister writing recently from Oakland, California, longtime listener to the broadcast. And she writes, "Dear Pastor Judith, just want to say how much you've encouraged and blessed my life. You are surely that faithful servant the Lord speaks of, that at his return you will be greatly rewarded. At times when seeking for answers in the trials that are upon me, I've reread a letter you've sent me from maybe a year ago, and I found the answer right in that letter, just what I had need of. Also, the Lord has touched me when I was extremely burdened and exhausted by your radio broadcasts. You know, I have to make a comment. There's times I've gone through the files and I've read something the Holy Spirit gave me, 10 years ago, and I get ministered to it. Why? Because it's the Holy Spirit. It's not me. She goes on, she shares some requests. She says, "I love the pictures you send of you and your animals. Pets are a blessing from the Lord. We have a beautiful cat that we love and enjoy. In closing, some prayer requests. I'm praying for you with love and appreciation. A sister writing from Oakland." Praise God. Well, I invite you to be part of my spiritual family. If the Lord's moving on you, just feel free to write. The announcer will give our contact information, and I will pray for you and send back whatever God gives for your blessing. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.